Hello, everyone, and a warm welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. Main Menu is heard weekly on ACB Radio's mainstream channel at 1 Universal on Wednesdays. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. On this week's episode of Main Menu, we hear from Scott Rakowski for both of our selections. We first complete the review we started last week, as Scott shows us how he uses his HP iPac running mobile speak technologies. Then, we hear a complete review of Trend Micro's PC Cillin 2006. That's all coming up this week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Control panel window list modes, one of them.
Okay, these are your mobile speak options. This is your control panel, and you can do different things. Modes is verbosity, where you can have it speaking certain information or not enough or more information, like one of 15. You can also have it telling you all sorts of information. We'll show you some of that in a second.
Modes, one of them. General, two of them.
Okay, general, that's got some information there.
Hardware keys, three of them.
You can reprogram the hardware buttons if you don't like how they've been configured.
Taskbar, four of them.
Taskbar, there are options to do with the taskbar. So, do you want to focus on an item when you move left and right on the taskbar? I gave you a bit of a demo of that before when I brought up that taskbar.
Registration, five of them.
That's where you register your software through that option.
About, six of them.
About is about mobile speak, what version you're running, and if you're running a 30-day license, how many days you have left, etc.
Restore, seven of them.
That restores mobile speak pocket back to its defaults.
Start mobile speak pocket, eight of them.
Okay, that will start mobile speak if it's not running.
Start mobile speak pocket, 9 of them.
That'll turn off mobile speak pocket for you.
Start wizard, 10 of them.
And wizard, when you first get mobile speak installed, you're presented with a wizard, and it just takes you through some basics on how to use mobile speak in its most simplest form there, and it's very cool. We're not going to demo that now, but when you install mobile speak on a pocket PC device, you'll be able to explore that yourself and enjoy what it has to offer. I'm going to show you how to vary the voice settings for mobile speak.
Modes,
so we'll go back to modes.
General, modes, modes configuration window list, high verbosity current, 1 of 3.
Okay, so I'm using the high verbosity option right now.
Normal, 2 of 3.
Normal verbosity.
Low verbosity, 3 of 3.
Low.
High verbosity current, 1 of 3.
And we've got back to high verbosity.
Normal, high verbosity
so
current, 1 of 3.
So we're going to hit enter on high verbosity.
Options, high verbosity window list, Windows, 1 of 9.
Okay, these are different options to do with this particular verbosity. So you've got window options.
Read full screen, 2 of 9.
Read full screen.
Text input, 3 of 9.
Text input.
Text processing, 4 of 9.
Text processing.
TTS, 5 of 9.
TTS, use text to speech.
Verbosity, 6 of 9.
Verbosity.
Internet, 7 of 9.
Internet.
Scripting, 8 of 9.
Scripting.
Read status, 9 of 9.
And read status. So we're going to go to TTS.
TTS, 5 of 9.
And press enter.
TTS window, voice, combo, as English, deck talk, as English, 1 of 1.
Okay, I'm using deck talk here, that's fine. I'm going to use the tab key on the device. It's been remapped to one of the hardware keys.
Volume, slider minimum 0, maximum 10, position 8.
Okay, that's volume for the actual voice itself.
Speed, slider minimum 0, maximum 20, position 14.
Okay, there's the speed. So I've got it set on 14.
13. 12.
I might make it 12, just so I make it a bit slower for you all.
10.
Actually, make it 12.
12.
You use your left and right arrow keys to adjust that.
pitch, slider minimum 0, maximum 20, position 10.
Okay, that's the pitch.
OK button.
And there's an OK button. So I'll just press enter on OK.
Options, high verbosity window.
OK, so that's fixed that.
List, DTS, 5 of 9.
I'll just tap the, I'll tap key 2 to go back.
Modes configuration window.
That closed the control panel window, and I'll tap it again.
Control panel window, list, modes, 1 of 10.
And I want to get out of it, so I'll just tap key 2 again.
Today screen.
Okay, so we're out of the mobile speak control panel, and that is quite cool. Okay, we're going to show you now browsing the internet. So I'm going to go and turn on wireless. So first of all, to do that, you need to bring up your start menu.
Today,
I'm
going
to arrow up to settings.
Set, pro, settings, 40, settings window, list, buttons, 1 of 7, list, buttons, 1 of 7.
Okay, so you're in a list box now with three tab sheets. These are different options to do with your PDA device. Buttons, you can control the hardware buttons on your device if you want to do different things.
HP Protect Tools, 2 of 7.
Protect Tools is, you can have it ask you for a PIN when you first turn your device on, if you want to do that, things of that nature. You can also encrypt all the files on your device as well.
Input, 3 of 7.
Input is to do with how you input text or data into the PDA.
Menus, 4 of 7.
Menus are to do with how menus are displayed, etc.
Owner information, 5 of 7.
Owner information is where you go and type in your name and other information regarding the owner of the device.
Sounds and notifications, 6 of 7.
Sounds and notifications, you can tell it what sort of sounds or when you want sounds played, similar to the events in Windows.
Today, 7 of 7.
And there's the today, so you can actually see how that's customized. We're going to go to the second tab called System. So I'll tab over.
Tab, personal, 1 of 3.
This is the personal tab sheet. We're going to go to the right with the right arrow.
Tab, system, 2 of 3.
And I want to see what's here, so I'll tab back to the list box. We get some different options now.
List, about, 1 of 15.
About.
Audio, 2 of 15.
There's audio. You can control your bass and treble and other things to do with the audio on this PDA.
Backlight, 3 of 15.
There's your backlight options if you want to turn the backlight off if you don't need that.
Certificates, 4 of 15.
The certificates, haven't even played with that.
Clock and alarms, 5 of 15.
You've got a clock with alarms, haven't played much with that, but they're there.
Enroller, 6 of 15.
Enroller is to do with certificates or something, haven't really fiddled with that much.
HP Asset Viewer, 7 of 15.
There's your HP Asset Viewer, it's to, you can view certain characteristics of your PDA, your serial number, etc.
HP profiles, 8 of 15.
These are profiles similar to like on a mobile phone, where you can have a profile if you're in a meeting, a profile if you're outdoors, etc. So to turn the wireless on, since the IPAC wireless utility is not that friendly, we go into the profiles, hitting enter.
HP settings window, alerts, slider minimum 0,
now,
maximum 5, position 5.
I want to
five.
Tab over to the name of the profiles.
On radio,
tab a few
display
times.
Button, power button, wireless button, HP profiles, editable combo, current.
Okay, that's the current. So I want to arrow down to wireless. This is one I've made myself.
Wireless, 5 of 5.
Okay, I'm just going to exit the wireless. Here we go. I'm just going to exit these profiles by tapping key 2 on the top right corner of the device twice. Just try it again.
List, settings window, list, HP
okay,
profiles.
Hop out of this
15.
Control panel.
Today screen.
Now I want to turn the volume up a bit. It's gone down.
Start.
So I'll turn that
unknown.
Back up by going back volume. Into volume.
Volume room 5.
Okay, so we've turned the volume up again.
Today screen.
Let's just see if wireless is connected.
Start.
So
unknown.
We'll go into
start
wireless.
Link turn on flight mode. Y. Connected.
Okay.
Wi-Fi hotkeys. Connected.
So my wireless is connected right now, which is great. So I'm just going to close down the wireless window to tell me that it's connected. That was all on the taskbar with the volume control that I showed you a little earlier. So I'll just hop out of there.
To their screen.
Okay. So we'll go into Internet Explorer. So bring up
today,
the start menu.
15.
We'll arrow down to Internet Explorer.
Calendar, contact, Internet, iPad Wire, Internet Explorer.
And we'll hit
15.
Enter on that. It'll bring it up.
Internet Explorer window, editable combo.
Now, that's the address of the current page I was viewing last time.
151 links. Internal broadband radio screens.
Okay.
Image, lip streaming radio for... internet customers.
Okay. If you tap the bottom left corner of the PDA, that'll actually stop speech. Now, I can use my tab key, and it'll move me from link to link.
Button. Image, lip streaming radio for internet customers.
I'll just keep tabbing here.
Link, channels from around the net. Link, Sky FM channels.
Okay, these are all different channels to do with my provider. These are all free radio channels they give you.
Link, click here to play.
Okay, so what we want to do...
Link, radio in app.
Just say I want to pick a station just to listen to one.
Link, Live FM.
We'll go a bit further.
Link, click here to... Link, Club 977.
Okay.
Link, click here to play.
Now, I want to hear that channel, so I'm going to press enter on this link.
Downloading. Download dialog. Download listen period PLS. Yes button.
Okay. Now, let's just ask me, do I want to download this particular file? If I answer yes and hit enter on it, it's going to load GS Player, which is an external application which you can download off the internet for free, which will allow you to listen to streaming audio on the internet. So I'm going to hit enter, and you'll hear some music, and this will be streaming from my PDA off the wireless network. So here we go.
Download file dialog. No button.
Yes, replace.
Yes button.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll just stop this. Club 977.
Quite loud.
The 80s channel international.
But you get the idea. I'm just going to go and turn the volume down a bit.
Start.
And
unknown volume.
Turn that down.
Volume 4.
Okay, that'll be better.
List. Player window.
So we'll just start that audio again.
Club 977, the 80s channel international 101.
So that's now playing from my pocket PC. Pretty cool.
Club 977, the 80s channel international 101. List, play, real, talk.
Okay.
Club 977, the 80s channel.
With this particular program, I'll turn this back up again.
Star unknown volume. Volume 5.
Okay.
List player window list.
If you want to bring up the pull down menus in a application on a pocket PC device, there is no alt key. There's an alt key, but alt will not bring up the menus. You have to tap the top right corner once. That'll put you on the menu bar.
File 1 of 8.
File.
List 2 of 8. Play 3 of 8. Tool 4 of 8. Bitmap 1.
And there's some other options as well. So we're going to hit Tools.
Tool 4 of 8.
Hit Enter.
Effects 1 of 7.
Effects.
Playlist 2 of 7. Volume up 3 of 7. Volume down 4 of 7.
Volume down.
Display off 5 of 7.
Display off will actually turn off the display on the unit while you're listening to music, so you get more battery life.
Sleep timer, 6 of 7.
You've also got a sleep timer, and that works quite well.
List, 977, the 80s channel international, dual, 4 of 8, 1 of 1.
Tapping the top right corner twice.
Link, click here to play. Link, Club 977.
Explorer down.
Free.
Shut this down.
Today's screen.
And we'll just check the battery status.
Battery level is 93, Bluetooth on, volume 8.
Okay, so Bluetooth is on, so if I want to use my keyboard, I can type text into the PDA itself. And that works quite well. So, you've pretty much had a bit of a demo of what the PDA is, how it works, things you can do with the device. There's much, much more that we could cover, but this is just a bit of an appetizer for you. So... if you'd like some more information on Mobile Speak Pocket, you can actually go to www.codefactory.es is the website for Code Factory, and you can go to the downloads link and download Mobile Speak Pocket as a demo, and you can get a serial number for 30 days so you can try the product out on a PDA if you've got one. Otherwise, it'll run as a 10-minute demo, and then you need to restart your PDA device. If anyone has any questions that they'd like answered on the PDA, You can email the following address, and that address is wormcast, WORMCAST, at scottrutt.com, scottrutt.com, and I'll do what I can to answer any questions. You can also join the Mobile Speak Pocket mailing list on the Code Factory website. That will even be an option for you as well. I would suggest joining that list as well. So hopefully you've enjoyed this presentation. As I say, it's just a bit of a demo of how Mobile Speak Pocket performs on the device. You heard the streaming audio, the web browsing, which is what most people will want to do. It does contact as well, the email, everything is cool. And I think for the money, they're around about, and I'm in Australia, keep in mind, so a PDA of this nature, I think I paid around $860 for my PDA. So they're a bit cheaper than a laptop, heaps smaller than a laptop, and actually work extremely well once you get used to it. It is a bit of a learning curve, so if you're new to computers or haven't really used a computer, I wouldn't rush out and buy a PDA yet. But if you want to play with a PDA, see how it works, that sort of thing, yeah, just grab yourself a copy of Mobile Speak Pocket and take it for a spin, and you've always got the Mobile Speak Pocket mailing list if you'd like to ask any questions on Code Factory's products and Mobile Speak Pocket. This is Scott Rutkowski signing off now. And I hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Mobile Speak Pocket and the HP iPack Pocket PC device. G'day, and welcome to this review here of Trend Micro Internet Security 2006. We're going to be talking today about the PC Cylon product, Trend Micro Internet Security 2006. And I think you'll enjoy this review immensely. I've tried many antivirus products in the past, and I found with most of them that I've tried, there was always something missing from these products. And one of the things that I really was disappointed with regarding products like Avast and a couple of others, Norton antivirus and Avast antivirus, I wasn't very impressed with the way the product updated its definitions. Now, keeping in mind, I'm an update freak at the best of times, and I like to have the latest of everything that I can get, like all the latest Windows updates and security patches and that sort of thing. But with the Norton product, I found that on my particular setup here, on all the PCs that I have, I found that it was quite slow. And I also found that Avast wasn't as good as the commercial product, which would be Norton. So I went looking, and I think it was last year or the year before, I decided that I liked Trend Micro's PC Cylon software. So what I decided was that I liked the way that the PC Cylon software works, and I have to admit that the earlier versions before 2005 did have some accessibility issues. But as you'll be hearing in this review shortly, the newer versions from 2005 and 2006, they've actually made an effort to make the product more accessible, and I really do congratulate Trend Micro on a job well done. And the website, if you'd like to try the product for 30 days, was it 30 days or 15? I think it's 15 days, something like that. You can go to Trend Micro, it's www.trendmicro.com is the website. And if you're in Australia, just put .com.au on the end of that. Now, the way the product will work is when you first buy your copy, It actually comes in the box like any other product you'd purchase at the store. And I think in US dollars, the product was around about, I think it was $39 or $49. I'm not exactly sure on the actual price of the product in the United States, but it's around about $40 or $50, thereabouts. Now, at the moment, the really cool thing, the cool thing about this Trend Micro software is that they're giving away with the software a wireless mouse. And I went out and bought two copies last weekend because I had to upgrade a few people here to Trend Micro PC Cylon. And it was $99 Australian to buy at Dick Smith Electronics. So we purchased the software, bought it home, and very, very easy to set up and register. We're not going to go through the installation process here because it'll take a bit too long, and you need to restart your machine at the end of the process, and a few other things. Not many other things, but I've got this set up the way I like it. So we're just going to go through the menus in the software, talk a bit about some of the other features that this software has, and we'll demonstrate those for you. Now, with the Trend Micro software, it has the antivirus component, you've got the anti-spyware and anti-phishing component, and you've also got a built-in firewall. Now, I do want to emphasize that I do run other software on this machine, not just Trend Micro Internet Security. My strategy has always been to have multiple products protecting your machine and against spyware, viruses, and things of that nature. So, pretty much I have Trend Micro Internet Security. That's also built into my router here. There's also another security service that actually scans your entire home network as part of the, some routers actually come with that built in. And that's pretty much how that works. Now, with the actual installation of the software, it's speech friendly and it works well with JAWS and WindowEyes. I've actually tested it with both, and it does install like any other piece of software does through the wizard, and you just follow the instructions. When you are installing, you are prompted to install a complete installation. You're also prompted to choose a custom install if you wish. I chose complete because I wanted everything in the software so I could actually try it out. With the upgrade policy that Trend Micro have every year, they've got different user license upgrade options for you. So I'm speaking here in Australian dollars, so keep in mind in the United States that the prices will vary. A single user license for an upgrade for those people who want to upgrade will only be $59.95 instead of the usual $99 for the software. This done up was two user license. I think it was around about, I think it was $80 or a little bit more. It was 3 users for $120, and 5 users was $169, I think, or $160. And I think it went up to as high as 8 users. So every year, when your serial number expires, you do need to renew or install the new software. Now, I just choose to buy the new version each year because the $59, say you upgrade a single user license of PC Cylon, they'll email you a serial number, and when you insert that serial number into the downloadable software, it does actually upgrade that and gives you a full year. So that's really quite cool. It works well. And the other good thing about Trend Micro software is that the support that they offer is excellent support. I really do like the support. I've actually called them myself, and it actually diverts to the USA when you call. And I found the support folk to be very friendly. They knew their software well, and I have no hesitation in recommending this software. I really do recommend it to any person who wants good quality antivirus software and a good firewall. I think it's great now that Cygate no longer have their free version. That's discontinued. So I think the next the alternative for those people who want something that contain all self-contained will be PC Cylon. I think we've spoken long enough here, so we're going to open the software and actually give a demonstration. Now, one thing that people do need to note is after you've done an installation of the software, the trial or the full version, they're pretty much the same version. It's pretty much the same software you install. The only difference is in the trial, you actually do get a serial number as well. When you first go to the website and click on, I think it's called free trial or something like that, you ask to fill in a form which asks for your name, email address, and I think that's pretty much all you have to submit. And they'll email you a serial number. So the process for installing the software on the full paid version or the registered, the full paid version or the trial is exactly the same. The only difference is your serial number, depending on what you're trying, or if you purchase the full version, will last for a different amount of time. So I would encourage everyone to try the free trial. I'm pretty sure it was around 15 days or so, but the website has all the information on the site. The manual is available in PDF format for those who want to download the manual. And I do think that it is worth a download. So we'll sort of mention other things if we think of them in time before the end of the review. So we're going to open the Trend Micro software, but before I do, I just want to show you what you actually get in the program group for Trend Micro.
Start menu.
So we'll bring up the start menu, actually using Window Eyes with a DEC Access 32.
Trend Micro PC Cylon Internet Security 2006.
Okay, there's the program group. So when you open it,
contents and index,
you get the help system,
main console.
Main console, which is the actual software, which is also running in your system tray.
Read me,
which is just the release notes and any changes. I would encourage people to read that file. If you buy the software, the readme will be in the root directory. And I think you can also read the readme on the website, but after you've installed the program, just have a read through this readme. There are some notes. Nothing major or earth-shattering, but I would encourage you to read through the notes so you can read up anything that that could be important to the software.
Uninstall PC Cylon Internet Security.
You've got uninstall.
Contents and index.
And you go back to the contents and index. So that's
menu closed. Custom control.
Pretty much how that works.
Record sound one.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring up the program by going to the taskbar. We'll just do that now.
Clock. Sys. Button. Button. Trend Micro PC Cylon Internet Security 2006. Graphic. Trend Micro
okay,
PC
here we go.
Internet Security 2006. Trend Micro.
Now, one thing that you do want to do when you first finish an install and after you've restarted your machine.
Button. Scan OS.
I was tabbing once. We'll show you the buttons shortly. You do get some pull-down menus, but you need to turn them on because by default, the pull-down menus are turned off. So to enable the pull-down menus, you have to do an Alt spacebar.
Space. Restore disabled.
And you get your normal restore.
Move.
Move.
Size disabled.
Size.
Minimize.
Minimize.
Maximize disabled.
And if you go down again.
Close Alt F4.
You just get the close.
View header menu checked.
View header menu is checked. Now, when you first install the program, that will not be checked. When you press Enter on that option for the first time, it'll tell you that the software will need to be restarted for the pull-down menus to show. So that's the first thing I would suggest. After you've done an install and you've done a restart of your machine, the software will actually bring up a welcome getting started type dialog box. And what I would suggest is that you tick the box that says don't show this again. Other software does have those kind of boxes as well, so just choose that option and click OK. And it'll take you to a web page that talks a little bit about some of the tools and other options that are available for free to use with the Trend Micro software. Okay, so now what we'll do is we'll arrow down again.
Display mouse over help checked.
Display mouse over help. I'm not too sure what that's for, but it's there anyway, and it's checked.
Restore disabled.
So that's pretty much what you do when you first install a program.
Menu closed.
Okay, so we'll assume that you've activated the pull-down menus, and when you hit the Alt key, you get three options. You get the File menu.
File pull-down.
And all you get in that option in that menu is an exit choice.
Operation pull-down.
Operation, we're going to explore that very soon.
Help pull-down.
Help.
System pull-down.
And you got the system menu, the one you had before with the Alt space bar. So we'll have a look in the operation menu and show you what you have.
File operation pull-down.
So we'll go into the menu.
Scan now.
Okay, scan now. We'll do a virus scan of your machine. That works quite well. It takes a while to do, I think, depending on what size hard drive you have and that sort of thing. The scan can take a while, but it's very speech friendly while it's scanning. It has a list box, and we're not actually going to do a scan because it may have a bit of problem with the recording, but it has a list box that shows you if it finds any viruses or any spyware on the machine. And you do have options where you can stop the scan, you can have it close the actual window if no viruses are found, and there's also an option to have your machine shut down if no viruses are found. So that's cool. So that's scan now. You can also, to do a scan, you can actually right-click on the tray icon of Trend Micro Internet Security, and there is a scan option there too. So that's another way. And I think you can also go into My Computer and right-click on your hard drive and actually scan from there as well. So a few options that you can use.
Update now.
Update now. We'll show you what that actually does. It'll actually come up and say that there are no updates because mine has updated itself a few times today. That's another thing that I wanted to mention. With the Trend Micro software, it's got a really nice feature in the program. If a new virus threat emerges, it actually pops up a window that says, here's a new virus that's emerged. Just say, for example, the last one that came out, or still is current, is the worm. I think it's sober.x. And it actually popped up a box saying that this is a known outbreak, and for you to update your software. And there's a close option, and there's an update button on that page too. So that's cool. Now, there's two ways with this updating facility. You can have it automatically just go and update it, not tell you a single thing, and it'll just do it, won't even tell you anything. It just goes and gets whatever it needs. I don't like when software just goes and updates like that on its own. I like to actually control what the software will do, and I like to actually update the software. So, if I just choose update now, which I'll do now.
Menu closed. Button. Scan now as. Dialog. Trend Micro PC Cillin Internet Security 2006. Estimated time remaining. 0, 100. Group box. Update progress. 1 connecting to the server.
Okay, it does babble on a little bit there. So, you can tell that there's no updates, because if you just use your mouse cursor, which you don't have to use, but if you don't want to listen to all that connecting to server, checking for updates, that sort of thing, you can go to the top of your screen and just arrow through.
Finish confirming the latest component version. Default. Button. Okay. Trend Micro PC Cillin Internet Security 2006. Finish. Default.
Okay. So there's pretty much nothing that it needs.
Button. Space. Button. Update now.
Now, the thing is, when there's an update, you can have it so it pops up a box over the top of any other application that you happen to be using, and it'll say, new update components are now available, do you wish to update? And you get a yes and a no button. So you simply tab to the yes button, say yes, and it'll just go and download them, and then it'll just take the window away, it restarts its software, and that's it. Very, very convenient, simple, and it works. And that's how it pretty much works, the update process. So that's really cool. That's just one thing that all the people that I've actually set this up for, who all use JAWS, that's one thing they've told me that they really are impressed with, is that the software will look after its updates, and it can sometimes bring you 3 updates a day. They're very, very small. But I feel more secure having the fact that the software will get updates if it needs them, and you can change the amount of time that the program will check for updates from 1 hour, 3 hours, 6, I think it is, and a few things like that. So we'll keep moving on here.
File operation scan, update now.
Update now, we've already talked about that.
Overview pull-down.
Overview. Now, these are some options you can have a look. We'll just hit the right arrow, or you can press enter.
Overview.
Overview will just show you a screen of what virus definitions you have. It'll just tell you a few things about your software. You can have a bit of a look at that yourself.
Protection summary.
Protection summary tells you if you're protected, what sort of things like that.
Overview.
Okay, so that's fine. You can have a look at those. I'm just going to demonstrate the useful features of this program, but they're all useful features. It's just that we're limited on time here.
Menu overview pull-down. Antivirus,
okay.
Pull-down.
Antivirus. Now, there's some options in here.
Antivirus.
Antivirus.
Manual and scheduled virus scan.
Okay.
Antivirus.
Antivirus. We'll just go into there.
Menu closed. Button. Manual and scheduled virus scan. Configure and run the manual scan or configure.
Okay, these are all the different options. You can either go into each option through the pull-downs, and you can also tab in the main window.
Button. Real
so time. I'm just going to tab.
Button. Manual and scheduled virus scan. Configure and run the manual scan or configure settings for a scheduled scan.
Okay, so if you hit the space bar on that button, that'll actually let you configure how the scan is set up. We might have a quick look at that in a second.
Button. Real-time virus protection. Configure the protection settings in real-time.
Configure the protection for the real-time scanning engine.
Button. Mail scan. Configure the scan settings for email client and web-based messages.
Okay, so that lets you set up your incoming and outgoing email scanners. And I have to say, with the incoming scanning of this software, if a virus is detected in an email message, it actually pops up a box and actually asks you, I think it gives you the choice of what you'd like to do, or it'll actually take its default choice of clean, and that really is quite cool. And it works with most email clients, Eudora, Outlook Express, Outlook, so that's fine, and I think even webmail is supported if you use things like Hotmail and Yahoo Mail and Gmail. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Button. Outbreak warning. Display a warning when the threat outbreak is occurring.
That's the outbreak warning system that I mentioned before, and that actually works really well. Quite a useful feature, and that will pop up that box telling you that there's a major virus outbreak there.
Button. Quarantine management. Manage files quarantined by virus scan and real-time spyware detection.
That's the quarantine manager, so you can see whether you've actually quarantined any files if a virus was found, and put them in the quarantine folder.
Static box. Contents index.
Okay, that's the help. I'm just tabbing through here. That's the help.
Static box. Virus info.
You've got virus info like an encyclopedia.
Static box. Technical support.
Okay, you got all that. So that's fine. That's pretty much for your antivirus.
File operation.
We're going to go down
scan.
To...
Okay. Over. Antivirus. Antivirus.
We'll go back
pull-down.
Into here.
Manual and scheduled virus scan.
Okay, that's what we just looked at when we were tabbing through.
Antivirus.
So if you choose antivirus from that pull-down, you can actually just tab through the options like we just did a second ago, and actually see what's available.
Manage real-time virus protection.
There's a real-time virus protection. We'll have a look at that in a second.
Mail scan.
Mail scan, that's that email scanning.
Outbreak warning.
Outbreak warning.
Quarantine management.
And quarantine.
Antivirus.
So they're pretty much, you can get all these through the pull-downs or tabbing through after you select the options in the main screen. There's a few ways you can actually go about things here.
manual and scheduled virus scan.
We want to show you the
antivirus.
Real-time virus protection.
Menu closed.
Just so you have an
checkbox.
Idea. So,
button. Help.
Just a normal dialogue.
Checkbox. Checked. Turn on real-time virus malware protection.
Okay, so that's always on by default, which is cool.
Radio button. Checked. File types. Recommended file types E2.
Okay, that's telling you that it wants to scan all recommended file types, which is, I would recommend people leave that setting there.
Button. Exempt files folders X.
You can choose files or folders to exempt from the scan.
Checkbox. Checked. File types. Search for unclean Trojans J.
Okay, search for unclean Trojans. Very cool.
Checkbox. Checked. File types. Blocked script viruses are.
Blocked script viruses. That's a good feature, that one.
Checkbox. Unchecked. File types. Scan compressed files Z.
Scan compressed files. Now, if you leave that on, it will take longer to do a scan. So it's your choice. If you know your archives are fine, your zip, arg, all those sorts of archives, then I would leave the option turned off.
Radio button. Checked. Action. Recommended action M1 of 2.
Okay, recommended action. So it'll decide what it thinks you should do. And I think by default it will try and delete the virus or clean it. And if it can't, it'll delete it for you. Or you can have an option.
Radio button. Checked. Action. Specific action M.
Specific action. So you can choose what you'd like to happen.
Radio button.
So that's fine.
Checkbox. Checked. Action. Backup files before cleaning K.
Backup files before cleaning. You'll leave it on. It's a nice function to have, and it does work. That's fine. So we'll leave that.
Checkbox. Checked. Turn on real-time network virus protection L.
You've also got network virus protection, so if you've got a network set up, you can actually have it scan all your machines. That's really cool, and it works really well. That's fine.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Options. All internet traffic when the virus malware is detected W.
So if a virus is actually found, you can have it, you can have the firewall stop all internet traffic, so it won't actually get in the way, and it'll actually stop the virus from spreading, which is really cool. I haven't actually had to use that feature yet, so that's fine.
Checkbox. Checked. Options. Display a pop-up message when the virus malware is detected B.
So, it will pop up a little window if a virus is found or some spyware, and that does work. I actually haven't had it pop up, but I have actually seen it pop up on a friend's machine where it found a Trojan, and it actually cleaned the Trojan, which is cool. One thing that the program does do, which I forgot to mention earlier, is that when you are installing it, it will actually run a quick scan to make sure that you're not infected with common viruses. Similar to the Windows Update malicious software removal tool. So that's coolly a nice feature too, so.
Button. Crack. Button. Apply.
Okay, so with all of these boxes, you have an apply button if you make changes. So if you make any changes in any of these dialog boxes, you have to hit the space bar on apply, and it'll actually save the changes. There's no OK, it's just an apply on all of the options there. So I'll go back.
Button, back,
and
space, dialog, Trend Micro PC Cylon Internet Security 2006. Click OK to save the new settings or click cancel to discard the changes. Default.
So if you make a change and want to save them, you have to do apply, otherwise you'll hear that message. I was just to show you all, I actually did make a change by moving one of those radio buttons. So I'm not going to save those because they're fine.
Button. Cancel.
I'll just do cancel.
Space. Trend micro. Button. Real-time virus protection. Configure the protection settings in real-time.
Okay, so that's cool. Now, so you got those sorts of options anyway. Another option that I do want to talk about here is anti-spyware. Now, this doesn't replace any spyware removal applications that you already have, or maybe not have, but I would recommend having multiple spyware applications like Spy Sweeper, or what else, Counter Spy, Adaware, Spybot, there's many of them out there. I would recommend another application as well as having Trend Micro, because it does a good job of spyware, but the other applications are made specifically to remove spyware, so use it in conjunction with those, and I think you'll have a really nice secure system.
Anti-spyware pull down.
So under the anti-spyware pull down,
anti-spyware.
You've got anti-spyware, which we'll go in there.
Menu closed.
And button. You can tab like we did in the past there, so...
Button. Manual and scheduled spyware scan detect and remove spyware and other grayware programs manually or at scheduled times.
So that's cool. That's a nice option. You can go in there and configure what gets scanned, how it's removed, etc.
Button. Real-time spyware protection. Configure the types of spyware and grayware that will be scanned for.
So that's nice.
Button. Exception list. Configure the list of desired programs that manual and scheduled spyware scan will ignore or block.
So you can actually tell it an exception list if there's any spyware that you know should be on your machine. I don't know why you'd want to, but it's there.
Button. Quarantine management. Manage file quarantines by manual and scheduled spyware scan.
And you can have a look in the quarantine, the same as the one for the viruses.
Static box.
Okay, so that's pretty much how that works. We won't go through every option here, because you just can't. There's just too many options in this program.
File operation
and
program.
By default, for most users, the program will be configured for its optimum mode. So it's just for those who are wanting to have a bit more of a play around and configure their software. The options are there for you.
We'll
just see what else we have.
Anti-phishing content protection.
Anti-phishing. Now, this is really good. What this does, some of you have probably had those emails from PayPal and eBay that come in and tell you that your email made one of these phishing-type messages, and it puts the word phishing in the subject of the email. So you know it's an email that you shouldn't look at, basically. It's a good feature, and it works quite well. That's fine. So we'll just see what we've got there.
Anti-web pull down. Anti-phishing content for... Anti-phishing... Anti-fraud wizard.
No. And,
Anti-phishing content
protection. That's fine there, so we'll just have a look.
Anti-fraud wizard.
You've got the anti-fraud wizard, which will... ask you things to do with what you'd like protected if you're sending information on the internet, and the wizard will actually ask you for things. I don't really use it because I think it's just a nice feature there, but it will actually it does get in the way sometimes. I have found after having a little bit of a look at this option.
Spam and fraud filters.
You've got spam and fraud filters. I haven't really played much with those. That's fine.
Website filter.
You've got website filter, which is on. I'll just show you what you get in here.
Menu closed.
Okay.
But checkbox checked. Filter access to website site.
Filter access to websites.
Radio button checked. Allow access to all websites except those on the exception list W.
So you can choose the different categories of websites you want filtered and that sort of thing.
Checkbox. Checked. Block predefined website categories P.
That's fine there.
List view. No selected items.
So we won't go through everything.
Checked. Phishing. One.
Phishing sites.
Checked. Spyware.
Spyware sites.
Checked. Adware Joe program.
So these are all sites that the software knows are bad sites and you shouldn't access them. Haven't been to one to find out what happens. I would assume a box will pop up and tell you about it. So you might want to read a bit more in the help about that or in the manual.
File for operation.
Okay, what else do we have here?
Network security.
Anti-phishing. We'll just go back in here.
Anti-phishing content. Anti-fraud wizard.
Anti-fraud wizard.
Spam and fraud filters.
You've got the fraud filters. We've seen that or talked about it.
Website privacy protection.
Privacy protection. That protects your information, like your passwords, things like that. You can have a bit of a look in there if you want. That's fine.
Vulnerability check.
Now, the vulnerability check is really cool. What that will do, it'll actually scan your machine, and it'll tell you whether you're missing any security updates for Windows or Office. And at the moment, I've got everything. So it'll just come up and say, you have no vulnerabilities at the moment, or something like that. But if there were some, there'd be a list box, and it would actually have the Microsoft security bulletin numbers, and you can actually choose to go and run Windows Update if it finds any, and there's also a link as well to actually have a read of these articles on the Trend Micro site as well, so you'll definitely want to have a look at that. That's one of the first things I do after doing a complete virus scan on a new machine when you install this software.
Anti-phishing content protection.
Okay, we've been through the anti-phishing content protection.
Menu closed.
So we'll go back into...
Network security pull-down.
Network security. Now, this is some cool things here.
Network security.
Network security. We'll go in there.
Menu close.
And
button. Private network protection remotely managed supported program versions on other computers on your network.
That I haven't actually played with, but you're supposed to be able to remotely access someone else's copy of PC Cylon so you can actually help them out if they've got problems. Now, that I haven't actually looked at, so I really can't make any comments on it.
Button. Personal firewall set and to manage network profiles.
You can actually customize the firewall. You can turn it on and off. You've got different profiles if you're on a home network that you're protected against the router that has a built-in firewall. You can use the home network profile, or you can actually just use the default, which is direct connection if you don't have a router or just an ADSL modem or something like that, or a dial-up. That's cool.
Button. Wi-Fi intrusion detection. Detect intrusion into your wireless network.
So it's got the Wi-Fi intrusion detection. There's some cool things in there. As I say, we're not going to go through all these. We're just showing you or giving you a brief overview of what you can expect.
Static logs. Content
syntax. Okay, so that's all you get there.
File
so we'll just go back here.
Antifishing content. Network secure. General pull-down.
Okay, that's pretty much all the options in the general menu.
Scan now.
One more thing I do want to check and
menu
show you.
Help pull-down. Contents and index.
You get the content. This is the help menu. You get the contents and index.
Virus info.
Virus info.
Technical support.
Technical support.
Customer care center.
Customer care center. When you first register, you get the option to create an account in the customer care center. There's some options in there just to see what updates are available and to renew your software, things like that.
About.
And about the software.
Contents and index.
So that's pretty much an overview. We didn't get to go into everything, but most of the options are self-explanatory. You can press F1 on any option for help if you need some help on a particular option. If you're in a dialog box and it doesn't quite make sense to you, you can actually get help by hitting F1. So I think I'll give the program, I've been using it now for a while, haven't explored every single option in this new version. I've only had it here for about 3 weeks. But I think the program deserves, I would say, probably about 9 out of 10. There probably could be some improvements, but from what I've discovered, and I've set this up on a fair few machines, it's easy to set up, easy to register the software, and I do urge people to give it a try. So if you'd like to give Trend Micro PC Cylon and Internet Security a go, you can get it from www.trendmicro.com, and the software is good, as you've just heard. Terrific software, runs conveniently in your system tray, and it doesn't take up system resources like some of the others, like Norton and a few others there. So definitely check it out. It's worth a look.
Custom control.
And I hope everybody enjoyed the review.
Record soft.
So if anyone has any questions on the software that they'd like to ask or have anything, they can email wormcast, WORMCAST, at scottrutt.com. And you can actually email your questions. We've also got a comment line as well. And you can actually, if you want to dial the comment line and leave a comment about the review, you can dial 206-888-4713 in the United States. Leave any comments there and ask any questions, and we will have a future review, and we might even do some feedback that we've received from people via email and the actual comment line. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So thanks for listening here, and this is Scott Rutkowski from Sydney, Australia.
This brings this week's episode of ACB Radio's Main Menu to a close. If you'd like to get in touch with the Main Menu production team, then email us at mainmenu@acbradio.org. This is your technology program, and if you have something that you'd like to be aired on Main Menu, then please do get a hold of us. Again, the email address, mainmenu@acbradio.org. We'll see all of you next time on the next episode of ACB Radio's Main Menu.